This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The international standoff over Iran's nuclear program has intensified. The International Atomic Energy Agency has referred Iran to the United Nations Security Council, which may impose sanctions on that country. The IAEA resolution passed earlier today says the group lacks confidence that Iran is developing nuclear technology for peaceful purposes and calls on that nation to halt uranium enrichment. NPR's Rob Gifford is outside the IAEA conference hall in Vienna. Rob, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And tell us more about that resolution that just passed, please.
Well, yes, as you say, it's calling on Iran to stop enriching uranium. There are various other technicalities that it calls on the Tehran government to do, for instance, giving more access to the IAEA within Iran itself. Mm-hmm. But, of course, the main thrust of it is to actually report the Tehran government to the UN Security Council with one important phrase, allowing for a month before that report is actually made. So we're going to have a sort of month cooling off period when probably there will be some more diplomatic efforts, but essentially the thing has passed, the motion has passed this morning by 27 votes to 3 with 5 abstentions.
Who were the 3 that voted against it?
The 3 that voted against were Cuba, Venezuela, and Syria. And I think people were probably expecting those 3 to vote against it. The more difficult votes for the U.S. and the EU to garner were in the middle ground. 5 abstained: Algeria, Libya, Indonesia, Belarus, and South Africa. And there was a last-minute compromise this morning in the wording of the resolution because the Egyptians wanting to include a phrase indirectly relating to Israel's nuclear program, that the U.S. and the EU would commit to some kind of nuclear weapons-free zone within the Middle East. And I understand that since they got that put in, the Egyptians voted yes rather than abstaining.
Mm. I'm wondering if you've been able to talk to anybody who was involved in the deliberations or at least on the periphery and give us some idea of what they hope this warning accomplishes.
Well, in fact, 3 of the ambassadors came out straight afterwards and gave news conferences, the American, British, and the French ambassadors. And, of course, they were all welcoming the move. The U.S. ambassador said Iran should listen to the world rather than threaten it. The Iranian delegation then came out, and not surprisingly, they were quite belligerent, too. They said that this vote was politically motivated, there was no legal or technical grounds for it, and they announced that they were suspending a voluntary cooperation with the IAEA as of this vote.
Our man in Vienna, Rob Gifford, this morning speaking from the deliberations of the IAEA over Iran's nuclear program. Thanks very much for being with us, Rob.
Thanks for having me, Scott.